welcome to Unlimited Realities, everybody. This is Lisa Zimmer, and I'm doing a live show today. Well, I've been doing a live show the last few weeks, and I will continue to be doing live shows on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and especially during these unsettling changes that we're all feeling and going through. So I'd like to start this show specifically for a drop-in, a little blessing for everybody out there who's listening, everybody who's tuning in right now. The energy on the planet is vastly changing. We can feel the pulse. We can feel the rhythm. It's shifting. There's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of anxiety and overwhelm. And so if we can just take a deep breath and just drop within right now. Just close your eyes. Take a moment. Deep. Exhale, breath, releasing everything that's chatterful in your head, vibrational in your body, and neurotic in your thoughts, and release it in your breath. Just a real release. And we drop deep within ourselves, feeling a deep peace within. It may be fleeting, it may feel very small, the overwhelming energy that is pulsing around us, but way down deep, each of us has a really nice, soft spot to land, a center, our soul. Let's drop there. And as we drop there, I ask for universal love, energy, God, all benevolent energy forces and guidance we all seek and learn from, to come to each of us in our own individual ways, to deepen our connection with Source, and to know our truth, to know we're going to get through this as we take care of ourselves, as we heed warnings, as we self-isolate and take care of ourselves through this time of change that won't last forever, and we're moving into a very powerful, positive, wonderful time of our lives. I really, truly believe that. Amen. Thank you, and I'm really happy today to bring what I'm bringing you, because this woman has been a mentor to me for over 30 years, and she doesn't even know it. She wrote so many inspirational messages for all of us over the years. She's spoken even more. She has many books, and one of the books that we are going to explore today is called The Path Made Clear. It's a compilation of celebrities, wisdom teachers, spiritual teachers, and just wise souls who are offering us some insight and some inspiration. And I thought during this time, in addition to my guest was not able to do a live interview today, so I'm pulling this together. I thought we needed some inspiration. I thought we needed some words of wisdom. So I'm going to start off with a quote from Oprah. That's right. My silent mentor. She's Oprah. Go figure. Okay, so here we go. This is a quote from Oprah, and it starts off in the beginning of the book. And I believe all of us can really relate to this, because we're all looking for purpose. We're all wondering what the heck's going on. We're wondering what's next. Some of us are changing careers. Some of us are listening to a voice. Some of us are making very hard choices and decisions in our lives. So here's what Oprah says. There is no greater gift you can give or receive than to honor your calling. It's why you were born. And how you become most truly alive. So as we're thinking about that quote, which is so poignant, and we all have purpose, we all have meaning, it's finding out what we're really good at naturally, what comes to us,
and maybe something that doesn't come to us naturally. We had to work on, we had to learn some skills, we had to try at, because a lot of times in this world, we're such an instantaneous, gratifying culture that if something doesn't come to us quickly, we give up. And I see this a lot among young people. I see it among my own kids. I see it in myself. And it's one of those pieces we have to really self-talk ourselves through. We have to say, look, you know, okay, this is something I really want to do. I'm really called to do this. This really feels great. But man, I stink at it. So you gotta learn to give a little. You have to learn to put some effort into it. You have to sweat a little bit. A little sweat equity is always good for the soul on so many different levels. So then Oprah goes on, and I'm going to just read a little bit of an excerpt here from what she says, but I find this very, very poignant, very powerful. She says, each of us has an essential role in the whole of humanity. Is that not powerful today? All you have to do is follow your path to answer the call. In the words of the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. My hope, with the path made clear, is to offer the wisdom of experience from the visionaries, artists, teachers, and trailblazers who have walked this road before you and who have shared their inspiration and lessons with me. The common thread among them, they've discovered that in this world, there is no real doing without first being. Within these pages, you'll find a guide activating every layer of miracle that you is uniquely you and applying it to the life you envision. Committing to a life of purpose takes courage. There's a time in my own life. Now, this is Oprah speaking, guys. Okay, it's not me. There was a time in my own life when I felt torn between who the world was telling me I should be and what I felt to be the truth of myself. Today, I know for sure what I'm here to do. That's because I started listening to my instincts and intuition. Sorry, Oprah had to add that. And paying attention to the decisions I made each and every day. If you're at a crossroads in your career or your relationship, if you're struggling with finances, with addiction, or to take control of your health, the journey to lasting change begins with defining what matters most to you. All of us have a limited number of years here on earth. Amen, Oprah, to that. But, may I add, we're here for purpose. All of us have a limited number of years on earth. What do you want to do with yours? How do you want to spend your precious, ever unfolding future? There's no need to waste another day wondering if there's more to life. There is, and it's yours for the finding when you're ready. Oprah. Thank you, Oprah. Thank you for that. You've offered us so much to learn and grow by. I hear your words parroted in so many words of wisdom. So many people, teachers, books, authors. And so I would like to first go to a real trailblazer, a guy who really knows how to pump up the energy. If you've ever watched Bishop T.D. Jakes on TV, you cannot but feel moved by that man. He's got a vibe that you just tap into and you're electrified for the day. So Bishop T.D. Jakes offers us this. If we can get the clutter out of our mind, if we can get the guilt out of our mind, if we can get the shame out of our mind, if we can get the worry out of our mind, if we can get the laziness, whoops, if we can get the busyness, sorry, that was my little interjection there, out of our mind, then all of a sudden we're going to have ideas which are seeds. And the seed of an idea gets planted firmly in your mind when you believe in yourself and you believe in your potential. Amen, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Amen. All right, so let's reflect on that one. And let's look a little bit at that laziness I threw in there. I saw busyness, I said laziness. Hey, I think there's a piece there to both, because we get so caught up in our busyness, in our unnecessary busyness, and then we also kind of get caught up in our lackadaisical laziness. And boy, if we can write off some laziness time right now, it's happening. It's happening a lot. But it's also a really good time to kind of be proactive, to kind of step in. This is like my most creative time because all I have are clients, my one kid who's an adult and taking care of himself, and my creative work. So this is really not a bad isolation period for me personally. My biggest concern is my concern for others, how everyone else is doing, who's listening, who's heeding the warnings, and who's not. So that's kind of where I'm at. But TD Jang, thank you for that one. So I want to move over to Deepak Chopra. Deepak and Oprah have actually right now a 21-day free meditation series that I really encourage you to tap into. It's at chopra.com. And I think we're on day three right now, but they're probably still available because I think they give you 5 days before they start to take them off. It's a really good, any of those meditation series are phenomenal. They offer them free several times throughout the year. Right now during this isolation period, they're offering a 21-day, which is really, really wonderful for everybody. I encourage every one of you to really tap into that. So let's listen to what Deepak has to say. Deepak Chopra. If you're rested, if your mind is in peace, and if you're full of love and compassion, if you come from being and then feeling and then self-reflection, then things will synchronistically fall into place. The word was broken up. Spare me that. That's how nature functions, like the seed. In every seed is the promise of thousands of forests. This is your karmic seed. Harbam means you have unique gifts. Focus on the gifts. Don't focus on the weaknesses, because there's other people who will complement your weaknesses and you will complement theirs. Wow, that's powerful. We're going to go back to that one. You recognize the gift when you're expressing yourself in that unique way, giving out your gift, and you lose track of time because it's fun. I added that, because it's fun. Deepak didn't say that. So let's go back to the one sentence he did say in this incredible, wise statement. He said, don't focus on the weaknesses, people, because there's other people who will complement your weaknesses and you theirs. That is so profound, because isn't that what the human nature does? We look at what we can't do. We look at what we're not good at. We look at what we need to improve upon. And sometimes, folks, we just need to kind of dip in and say, hey, I really am good at this. Hey, I really succeeded at that. Hey, that was a really kind thing of me to do, not really even thinking about it. And, of course, you're reflecting upon it, so it's a little bit of a kind of a ha-ha-ha. But you did it, and you did it unconsciously. You did it unconditionally. You did it from your heart and soul. I love that part about us in our human nature. I love the part of us where we reach out. You know, when there's natural disasters, you see that love. Tom Hanks just did Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and the one message that came out of it is look for the helpers. When things are bad in the world, look for the helpers, because that's what Mr. Rogers' mom used to tell him. Don't we see that? I mean, aren't we seeing that today? Aren't we seeing the helpers? Aren't we seeing the folks who are stepping up and saying, hey, I'm here. I'm here. What can I do? Where can I step in? And we're also seeing, you know, the hoarders taking toilet paper and the face masks and the ones who, you know, aren't able to get supplies, who need them, like our frontline medical workers, because people are hoarding things unnecessarily. You know, there's a whole soul check here going on in our reality, in our unlimited realities. There's a whole soul check going on, and it's really a necessary piece of us to drop into of what's our motive? You know, where are we coming from? Are we coming from a place of authenticity? Are we needing to be seen? Are we putting things out there online because everyone else is? Because I see a lot of people who really need to be seen. And it's breaking my heart, because I'm wondering, you know, is the self-isolation increasing the loneliness? Of course it is. Is it increasing fears? Of course it is. And some of these people don't have anyone they're isolated with. So some of these people are like alone, isolated. And so you see, you know, you kind of see some wacky videos up there. But at a time where we need to be distracted, wacky videos work. So, hey, let's look at the positives. Let's look at all these things that we could definitely criticize, and let's look for the silver lining. Let's look for the rainbow, okay? So let's go to Wes Moore. Wes Moore has a really incredible statement here, and I really love this piece. Wes Moore says, oftentimes I would think, oh, well, I'm just waiting on God to tell me where he wants me to go. Like, God, tell me what it is you want me to do. And I've come to a very clear understanding now. It's not that God's not talking to me. It's that for so long, I just haven't been listening. I've been allowing so much of the noise to cloud this conversation I'm supposed to be having. I've been so distracted while he's been sending messages this whole time. Boy, can I relate, Wes. I can relate. Why can I relate? Well, I've just really just recently, like within the last month, my life has gotten much more settled. For the last year plus, I was challenged with so many things, and I won't bore you with how many things, but so many things I haven't even shared with my audience. And I would think to myself, okay, God, show me. Where am I supposed to go? Show me. And, you know, I'd get hit in the head with this, or I'd get tripped over with that, or somebody would say this, or somebody would do that. And I'd take notes, but I wouldn't necessarily act on it. Why? Because I wasn't trusting my own intuition. Me, intuition lady. The one who wants to make intuition our sixth sense and completely taught to kindergarten children with our other five senses and take that neon palm raising flag on the highway out of our vocabulary when it comes to intuition. We are not this neon palm waving on the highway. We are all intuitively based, and I wasn't listening to my intuition. And when you do, remove yourself from the clutter, remove yourself from the noise or the negs or the negative people or the people who are just not really grounded, life changes. I found myself moving away from people who were constantly inconsistent. It didn't matter if it was inconsistent energy, inconsistent finance. It just, the inconsistency bug was just apparent everywhere. And it didn't matter. I loved these people, but I had to distance myself or detach a little bit so I wasn't so encumbered in their energy. And once I did, my energy aligned, I got grounded, and things started to align for me. So these are the things that I want to really encourage other people to focus upon in regard to how we need to shift our thinking, how we need to shift our priorities, what we need to do. We need to take responsibility out of how our thoughts go, you know. The mind is an interesting tool, and it wanders. And the only person and soul we have in our world to shift that up is ourselves. We need to rely upon ourselves. So it's real important we learn tools. And we rely on other wise, inspiring teachers to get some insight from. We're going to move into a lovely quote from Oprah. And I feel like this is really apropos right now. She says, I have a lot of things to prove to myself. One is that I can live my life fearlessly. Whoa. So, Oprah, I have a lot of things to prove to myself, too. And one of those is definitely to live my life fearlessly as well. That is such a powerful quote. It's something that I find as a necessary truth. I find it's something that we all need to step into. You know, I'm in my 50s, and I just consciously made a decision to divorce my ex-husband of 25 years. And it was a very painful decision. It was a very painful choice. It was an important choice. I needed to do it. We're better friends. We're better apart. And I'll always have love for him. He's the father of my kids, you know. But it was a fearful choice, you know. It's fearful. I mean, I had to come to the decision of I may be alone the rest of my life, and I don't want to be. But I had to accept that I may be. And I had to walk that path still. I had to walk into that path unknowingly. And I kept hearing from a lot of women who were unhappy in their marriages. And I knew that they were unhappy in their marriages. And they would say, God, Lise, you're so courageous. You're so courageous. And I think, really? I really don't feel very courageous. I mean, I feel pretty much like a fraud right now because I couldn't, you know, make it to the end in my marriage. But I get it now. You know, courage is fear that said its prayers. And I hold that quote close to my heart, close to my chest. And as we take that quote and Oprah's wisdom, I want to walk us into another really incredible, wonderful piece that talks about fear and walking through courage. And I hope I don't butch this name up. It's Dr. Shefali Tazberi. And she has said this quote. She says, I have adults in therapy in their 40s and 50s, terrified when they're facing bankruptcy or a divorce or when life throws a curve at them. It's because they believe they will be nothing. And they're so afraid to confront that emptiness. Little realizing that just beneath emptiness is the vast expanse of their spirit. And, you know, it's so true and so easier said than done. There's so many pieces in our life that, yes, we hear the wisdoms and it said, oh, yeah, easier said than true, easier said than done. It's true, but you have to walk it. You have to make effort. You have to take that initiative with yourself, with your life, with decision, with choice. May I say with choice again, and step into it. And then once you step into it, you start figuring out the pieces. You start rearranging what feels good. You start saying, oh, yeah, I've been living with that for 20 years. You know, I lived with that mainly because it was more of an obligation or expected of me. Does it fit now? Meh, not so much. Gotta go. So there's a lot of that releasing. There's a lot of that letting go. There's a lot of that redefining. There's a lot of what moves into your life, what feels good, what doesn't feel good, what you don't need, what you do need, the people you might want, the people you don't want. There's a whole lot of exchanges as we go through change and we step into our courage. But it is also redefining a new life, which is also what we're doing now. We're redefining our lives. We're creating a new normal. We're creating a new life for ourselves that looks differently from running around fanatically crazy, having too much on our schedule, too much on our plate, overscheduling our kids, not having enough time to just sit and breathe and reflect and sit with our kids and spend time to talk or ask our kids questions. We have created this crazy lifestyle for ourselves where we're now getting to pause. Let's look at this as a pause. Let's look at this as a blessing in disguise. Let's look at this as a time to reflect and really choose what our priorities are, what our values are, what we need in our life, what we don't need in our lives. And most importantly, for myself, I say this as to you, the people. Hey, folks, the people we want to hang with, the people we want to be around. I really want smarter people around me. I really am trying to pull in smarter people, people who are wiser, people who have more experience or different experiences, because quite frankly, I'm a little bored. I'm a little bored with the energies that thus far I've had in my life. It's not to say I'm excluding people from my life, but I need more. I need more juice. So I think if we all drop in, we can all kind of say that and admit that to ourselves. We may not want to admit it out loud because we may you know, we're in close quarters right now, folks. You may offend someone. So let's choose our words carefully here. We don't want to start fights while we're in seclusion with someone. But I do. I'm looking for that peace. And I trust that that peace is connecting and coming together for me. I trust that I'm going to be with new people and new relationships showing up once this self-isolation time is over and I can mingle. Why? Because I know that's how energy works. I know that's how it moves into our lives. As we shift, as we change, as our vibration moves, as our vibration changes, as we increase intelligence, awareness, compassion, that's what we have to pull in. It's just the late nature of the universe. It's law in action. And that's, you know, some people call it God. I call it God, but God is energy. Energy is God. And it is a foundation of what we are all made of. We are made of this purpose. We are here for a purpose. We are here for this specific time in life. And what we do with it, how we proceed, how we respond, how we react, how we give of ourselves is very telling as we move forward. And so what I would ask of all of us is that we can step into our purposes. And our main purposes being our light and our love, because that is our seed and our grounding. That's what makes us. That's who we are. And if we can all accept that we are enough because of that light and that love, then we will move on in a way that not only benefits us, but benefits the world, benefits those we jive with, we meld with, our kindred souls. And then it affects everyone we touch, everyone we come in contact with, who we have as our connections. And that could be even as simple as people we connect with online. It could be people we haven't met yet, neighbors we haven't met. These times where we're secluded in our homes, it doesn't really offer us an easy time to connect with our neighbors. But it could offer us more time to realize those around us, our neighbors after we're out of this secluded period. We can reach out more to our neighbors, get to know our neighbors. Before this all happened, I gave my new neighbors that I just moved into this neighborhood an aloe plant. I had all these little baby outshoots of aloes, and I was rooting them and getting them all, you know, prepared. And I gave my neighbors each an aloe plant. And I have one neighbor, actually, I'm growing a big one for her because I needed a good rooted one for her. But it was just an extension of, hey, I'm here and I just want to show my love and my care. And, you know, I have an aloe plant planted at my mom's memorial, too. I just find it, you know, a really nice gesture of longevity and health. And I wasn't really thinking that way prior to giving it to him because we weren't in self-isolation at the time. But now I kind of find it a little ironic. A little telling, spirit whispering in my ear once again. So as I'm told we have 90 seconds left on the show, I want to just sum it up with a lovely little quote. I want to say, I want to bring this in because this is really an important statement. This is a really important piece that it was a conversation Tracy Jackson and Oprah had. And Oprah says, many times when you try to change, there's a whole circle of people who actually liked you better the old way. And a lot of people who are torn between that life and the life that's calling for them. And Tracy Jackson says, you develop languages with people and you develop patterns of behavior. For instance, she says, you might be the dysfunctional one, or the functional one, or the one in control, or the one's a bit crazy, or depressed, whatever it may be. But when you change that, all of a sudden, the role in your life is put into question, and they start having to question their own behavior. So as you start to drop into yourself and you start to really look at strengths, and acknowledging some weaknesses, we all have them, We don't want to dwell on weakness. Because remember what Deepak says? There's always going to be somebody who compliments and can take care of those weaknesses and you theirs. So we want to focus on our strengths. We want to focus on what we're good at. And we want to look at what we can improve upon. And I want to thank all of you for joining me in this little inspirational talk. I hope you loved it. I loved talking to you about Oprah's inspiration and how Oprah brings us such life-changing thoughts and motivating pieces every day. Join us. Join us at Unlimited Realities next week at 11 Eastern Standard Time. And thank you again for joining me. God bless all of you. Stay safe. Self-isolate. Order online. Walmart has delivery. Instacart's a great delivery. Delivery, delivery, delivery. It's okay to spend the extra money right now, folks. It's much safer. God bless all of you. Take care.